Hey there, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting, as always, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name's Madeline. In the background, you're hearing a song called it's called Light in My Loafers by Nonla, and I'm thinking about making it the new intro song. We'll see. Let's just wait till the chorus hits. It's so good. Here we go. Ugh, we love it. I had Dan on the show last week. That podcast is up on CITR.ca. You can also follow on iTunes or Stitcher if you want to hear what his influences are and just all of the things that went into making Nonla. So that pop punk magic that we just love so much. So today on the show, I've got a mashup of lots of new songs, new releases, and some old favorites. I was really mining the Bandcamp archives today and kind of throwing it back to about 2015, which is probably when I started going to shows, which in my brain doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was 5 years ago now. I'm going to have some Vancouver classics, if you want to call them that. I'm going to call them that. But to start things off today, I have a brand new track from Chastity Belt out of LA. Everyone loves them, and they just come up with such hooky little guitar intros. So this is a new one from Chastity Belt. It's called The Process. We'll be right back. That was The Process by Chastity Belt. What a wild ride. That bridge just took me on an entire journey. I'm still not sure what to think. Yeah, yeah. Not sure what everyone listening thought. I don't even know if I liked that song, to be quite honest. I listened to it earlier and I was like, sure, yeah, new single. It's great. Now I have mixed feelings. This next song, I do not have mixed feelings about. It's by a band called Shopping. They're from the UK. They're very good. And they're playing the Biltmore Cabaret this Saturday, March 7th, I believe, with openers Automatic and a local alien pop hero, Devours. It's going to be a very tight lineup. Shopping's sort of a post-punky trio. I don't even know what the term post-punk means anymore. It just means something that came out after 1985, but they're good. So this is a track off of their newest record called All or Nothing, which came out just a few weeks ago, and the track is Trust in Us.
Your word on this, where would we be without you? Prizes for the taking, it's a win-win situation. All you have to do is trust in us. Trust in us. We follow your example, but we don't have the means to. We wait. Thank you.
That was Calling It by Signal. Sorry, by Automatic. The record is called Signal, and they're going to be playing opening for Shopping this Saturday at the Biltmore. And opening for them is going to be Devours, who, if you listen to the show, you've for sure heard about before. I really, really liked that song. It reminded me a lot of that Kills album from 2008, Midnight Boom. It's one that I always come back to, and every time I listen to it again, I'm just like, yeah, that's still really, really good. Although definitely more synth poppy, but anyways, that's where I went with it. If you have never listened to The Kills, do yourself a favor. They're definitely something from the earlier 2000s that I think holds up. Okay, I want to change the mood of the show so far. I'm going to take it to a song by a band who played Music Waste last year. Music Waste, if you are not familiar with it, is a DIY music festival that happens in Vancouver. It's been going for the last 25 years by some miracle. It's totally volunteer run. They have, I think, 80 bands at maybe a dozen different venues around the city. It happens every June, and it's amazing. Passes are $15. They're still in the process of collecting submissions for the festival right now. So if you're in a band and you think that you'd be a good fit for Music Waste, you should submit. They only need two songs. My band's going to submit. It's going to be fun. If we get in. If we don't get in, then I still love Music Waste. It's a great time. Anyways, this band played Music Waste last year, and I really haven't seen them since. But I like their stuff. They're called Love Goon. They're one of those classic Vancouver bands that's made up of a lot of members from a bunch of other bands. I think one of them is pregnant, so I don't know if there's going to be much music coming soon. This song is called Too Sweet, and it's off of their Lonely God EP. It's too sweet.
shame to keep. Today I thought of you. It doesn't happen often. I was walking in the rain. The light hit the leaves softened under my feet. Road unpaved and true. Been 6 years since I even talked to you. There was no cooling down. You just wrapped my hand in yours, put your head down. Said you were sorry, I started to question what was real. Held tight to the lapel of your coat just to have something to feel. You said that you'd be going. Couldn't believe you were telling the truth. There was no way of knowing. I used to find you just by chance. Back of a concert bar, you had me in the trance. And I read our letters now. How could you have felt those things packed up and driven out of town? When every silver Civic was your car. And I was gonna be a star. You were gonna be mine. When every silver Civic was your car. And I was gonna be a star. And you were gonna be mine. I crumpled cotton slouching. Got my kingdom, got my couch. Autopilot is my pilot. I roll in and I whirl out. I eat up this experience, careen down highways of doubt. I'm just teetering in adulthood, like a flower in a drought. When every silver civic was your call, was gonna be a star, and you were gonna be mine. When every silver civic was your car, and I was gonna be a star, and you were gonna be mine. Every silver civic was your car. Every silver civic was your car. Every silver civic was your car.
That was Silver Civic by Charlotte Cornfield off of her record, The Shape of Your Name. And now that I've ruined everyone's day with a cry song, I'm going to take a little break and go to ads for a minute, and we'll come back with some more energetic tracks. Also, in that last set, I decided that the name of this episode is I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, mostly because I spent a lot of this weekend crying. And I couldn't even really tell you why. It's just sometimes your body's just like, sorry, I need to put things out of my eyes, and it's happening now, and it doesn't matter that you're on the SkyTrain. Yeah, okay. Be back in a minute. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory.
Reuben in the Dark is coming to Vancouver's Imperial on March 5th to support his brand new album, Unlove.
Let's get out of this.
Tickets on sale now at mrglive.com and eventbrite.ca.
Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, volunteer, or learn a new language? Mark Tuesday, March 3rd in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar starts at 1 p.m. and expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Hey, this is Taylor Morey from Deadweight Citizens Brigade, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.
Vancouver's home of rock and roll, apparently, CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire. My name is Madeline, and the theme of today's episode is I'm Not Crying, You're Crying. The next song is by Pale Hound. It's called See a Light, and it's a brand new single that's, I'm guessing, promoting a record. Ellen says about this song, See a Light is about how love ages and the ways in which you have to keep up with yourself to make it work. I recorded and mixed this song myself, which was really cool and empowering experience. I'm always trying to learn more. Aw, Ellen's sweet. Okay, let's listen to See a Light. Also, they're playing this weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend, March 14th. So you should go to their show.
Oh, Clark paid hourly. All work and no play. Too tired after my long day. Drink a beer and watch TV. Too bummed to do my laundry. Hard body.
That was Silt by Tonk, one of Vancouver's only country rock bands. Definitely the only one that plays around the DIY scene that I tend to frequent. They played the Music Waste fundraiser that happened at the Toast Collective this past Saturday. It was called Winter Waste. The other bands were Be Afraid. Oh no, and now I'm going to forget what they were. Be Afraid. Princess apparently also played. And there was a fourth one, and I can't remember what it was right now. Oh well, it already happened. I actually love country music, but a lot of the stuff that I like is sort of mid-70s country rock stuff, like Burrito Brothers adjacent, Flying Burrito Brothers adjacent, and one of my all-time favorite songs, because the harmonies are just, they're perfect. They're perfect harmonies, is Return of the Grievous Angel by Gram Parsons, who, if you don't know who Gram Parsons is, please do a Google and find out, because he's very important and good. So I'm going to play that song now.
Won't I scratch my itch, sweet Annie Ridge, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in every single town. Something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you. 'Cause I headed west to grow up with the country. Across those prairies with those waves of grain. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea. And I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. Straight across that river bridge last night at past two. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye today as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the Grievous Angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Pick it for me, James.
Thank you.
about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee.
The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head and an amphetamine crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out through the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels and a good saloon in every single town.
Oh, but I remembered something you once told me, and I'll be damned if it did not come true.
Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris singing backup vocals, Return of the Grievous Angel, off of the record from this by the same title by Graham Parsons. It was released in 1974. Graham Parsons, I don't know his whole history, but I know he was in the Flying Burrito Brothers, who were maybe the first country rock band. I think they were popular in the late 60s. And then he put out two records, as far as I'm aware, and really jump-started Emmylou Harris's career. Did a lot of singing with her. And then he died really young, super tragically, of a heroin overdose. Really sad, short life, but he made some really beautiful music. So definitely check out Graham Parsons if you never have before. Okay, so I'm going to switch things up on you yet again in a really drastic way right now. So everyone take a deep breath. Let's all get ready, because I'm going to play a song off of the brand new Lie record. And it's really loud, and it might feel like a bit of a punch after all of the sweet, sweet harmony that we've just been enjoying. So get ready. This is your last moment. This is a song called All Night Long from Lie's brand new record, You Want It Real. It came out on Mint Records. You can still get the limited edition yellow vinyl. It does not look like it's been sold out yet, so definitely grab a copy of that if you are a vinyl collector. But Lie is amazing. Three-piece dark punk band from Vancouver, and this is a track from their new record.
I'm waiting, waiting. lonely, be life into nothing. I bang with the rhythm, feed into the darkness. I want it, I get it.
That was Debbie Friday with Tear the Veil from Death Drive, her newest record. Another local artist. I don't know what genre I would call that. Maybe experimental electronic? Sure. Yeah. Her Bandcamp says genres unknown since 1998. So good for her. Yeah, we've come to the end of the episode. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It's been a delight, as always. And before that Debbie Friday song, in that last set, you heard a track from Late Spring. It was Body. They released that record in 2016 and tragically have disbanded since then, but they were great while they lasted. And before that was Lie with All Night Long, a song off of their new record, You Want It Real. And I'm going to finish things out with a song from a band called Other Jesus, who were a project that they were really funny. They were really good, and also just like very chaotic, but like in a completely endearing way. And this record came out in 2015. They were one of the first bands that I started going out to see in Vancouver, and I used to have this t-shirt that they made as merch for the record I'm going to play a song from. And the t-shirt was white, and it said Spank Patriarchy right across the chest area. Needless to say, it got a strong reaction from people on the street, and unfortunately I don't have it anymore, but it was a very important sartorial East Van moment, so can all imagine that while we're listening to this song off of Everything is Problematic. The song is Horses. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Up next is Deliberate Noise with Nina Panini and special guest Claire. I will talk to you again next Monday. Thanks for tuning in.